most memorable English learning experience for me would be this summer in Poland, because when I was in overseas, I have to force myself to speak in English whenever I talk to those foreigners, because in Poland nobody knows Chinese, so I may have some English that I don't know that vocabulary, so I have to use maybe Google Translate for me to get to know the English of that word so that I can express my meaning towards others. So this is a very good experience for me to learn new words and also practice my English speaking skills and let them to understand me and know more about my culture.
What about the second question?
So for the second question, this most memorable English reading experience. For this, I may use those subtitles show on TV programs and movies, because when I was young, I used to read those Chinese subtitles when I watch movies or TV programs. But after some times and after I get into university and I have some overseas experience, I start to read those English subtitles so that at the same time when I'm listening to English, I can know what are they really exactly saying, and I can see what is the word.
What shows, for instance, do you watch?
Sorry?
What shows, for instance? Yeah, for example?
Like the movies. Those movies you watch in cinema. Whenever they have English subtitle, if I can follow up, I will read it.
Okay. So you usually download them from the internet?
Some may from YouTube, some may from cinema, some may from TV, it depends.
But how come there are English subtitles in the cinema?
Why not?
Oh,
because
there are?
Both Chinese and English are show on the movie.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I guess most of them should have English subtitles. Because like recently I watched, I don't know if you know, 10 years. And then they have English subtitles as well.
Okay, thank you.